Today and tomorrow are simple soul-searching questions. These are questions that I think we can use to give ourselves permission to dream, to consider, to create a vision for our lives through prayer and conversation with Christ. I take my clients through exercises involving addressing some of these types of questions, and then they are to spend time each day reading what they wrote and feeling into it, down into their core, that those things already are here and exist now. And thank God in advance for them and for His will. And it's so powerful. And it's an act of faith to put aside doubt, negative thinking, naysaying, disbelief, and just give yourself 10 minutes a day to think as if your dreams are here and now, and as if whatever you're looking for, searching for, seeking out is here already and always has been. And for inspiration around this concept, I would like to turn always to chapter 1 of the book of John, so the very beginning, very well-known text, but I'll still read it for you today, verse 1 through 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through Him, and without Him nothing came to be. What came to be through Him was life. And this life was the light of the human race, and the light shines in the darkness. And the darkness has not overcome it. What if we thought of our own dreams as always being, just as Christ always has been and always will be? And perhaps your dreams and considerations and creations within yourself, within your own visions, what if those could be a light in the darkness? Now I leave you with Christ's question from also John chapter 1, verse 38. Jesus turned and saw them following him and said to them, "What are you looking for?" Again, John chapter 1, verse 38. Jesus turned and saw them following him and said to them, "What are you looking for?"